This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said 75,000 new medical seats will be added in the country in the next 5 years. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort this morning, Mr. Modi said that students spend lakhs and crores of rupees for medical education abroad, and thus the government will be creating 75,000 new medical seats in the next 5 years. This will increase access to medical education in the country.
करीब करीब 25,000 युवा हर साल विदेश में मेडिकल एजुकेशन के लिए जाते हैं और इसलिए हमने तय किया है कि अगले 5 साल में मेडिकल लाइन में 75,000 नई सीटें बनाई जाएगी. विकसित भारत 2047 वो स्वस्थ भारत भी होना चाहिए.
Prime Minister Modi also pitched for implementation of a secular civil code in the country, saying that the Supreme Court had time and again prescribed the uniform civil code. He said that the country has a communal civil code and it needs a secular one. Mr. Modi called upon all stakeholders to deliberate on the issue of uniform civil code.
समय की मांग है कि देश में एक सेक्युलर सिविल कोड हो. हमने कम्युनल सिविल कोड में 75 साल बिताए हैं. अब हमें सेक्युलर सिविल कोड की तरफ जाना होगा और तब जाकर के देश में धर्म के आधार पर जो भेदभाव हो रहे हैं, सामान्य नागरिक को जो दूरी महसूस होती है उससे हमें मुक्ति मिलेगी.
On Bangladesh, the Prime Minister said that as a neighbouring country, India is concerned regarding the situation in Bangladesh. He hoped that normalcy is restored at the earliest. He said Indian people are concerned about the safety of Hindus and minorities in the neighbouring country. He added that India always wants the neighbouring countries to walk the path of prosperity and peace. On empowerment of women, Mr. Modi said paid maternity leaves have been extended from 12 weeks to 26 weeks for working women. He added that specially abled people are living with dignity under Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. He said that new decisions are also being taken to make the lives of transgenders respectful. On defence, Mr. Modi said nation is becoming self-reliant in the defence sector and has its own identity today in defence equipment manufacturing. He emphasized that India is emerging as a defense manufacturing hub. The Prime Minister also exuded belief that India will become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles if the 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. Earlier, the Prime Minister unfurled the national flag at the iconic Red Fort and inspected the Guard of Honour. In his address, Prime Minister Modi said, "This nation is indebted to every martyr and freedom fighter and is grateful to them." Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch the National Pest Surveillance System on the occasion of the Independence Day in New Delhi today. This digital initiative by the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare utilizes cutting-edge technologies such as artificial intelligence and machine learning to offer timely and precise pest management advisories. People across all sections of life gathered on the streets of West Bengal to protest the brutal rape and murder of the doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College. When a large number of people were protesting outside the hospital at midnight, a batch of goons attacked the protest munch of the doctors. They were alleged to be disguised in the crowd. The goons destroyed the infrastructure, equipments, medicines of the R.G. Carr Medical College, and they also destroyed the male and female wards. Initially, police were also present, were forced to take shelter, but later, a large force of police arrived at the place. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat's joint silver medal hope came to an end with the Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS, rejecting her appeal against disqualification from the Paris Olympics. The ad hoc division of the CAS rejected her appeal days after it concluded the hearing in the case. Vinesh Phogat was disqualified after she weighed 100 grams more than her 50 kg weight category on the day of her final gold medal bout. And that is the end of this news bulletin.